Children fasting on Tisha B'Av. Are children obligated to fast for some time? Are children of older ages near bar mitzvah obligated to fast the whole day? What is the halachic ruling in this regard? And what limitations are there regarding feeding them on Tisha B'Av? The halach is as follows. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch that a child that has reached the age of bar or bas mitzvah is obligated to fast all the fasts, including all the rabbinical fasts, which would include Tisha B'Av, just like any other adult. And therefore, a child that has reached bar or bas mitzvah, even though they may feel weak and may feel unable to, are obligated to push themselves and fast according to the law. A child that is below bar or bas mitzvah is not obligated to fast, even if their bar or bas mitzvah is in another 2 days after Tisha B'Av. They are not obligated to fast. Chachamim never enacted the fast days upon children, as is explicitly written in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch in 6:16. Halacha 9, and other Peskim, that Ketanim, children below Bar and Bas Mitzvah, are not obligated in the fast. There is no rule recorded in Peskim that you have to fast the first three fasts before your Bar Mitzvah. We don't exactly know where this comes from, but it is not recorded in Peskim, and one is not obligated at all to abide by it. And just the opposite, it's brought in Peskim, we don't even allow the children to complete the fast. So now the question is, are the children too fast for a number of hours to push off the meal? So the answer is that the majority of Peskim record that a child is not even obligated to fast what's called a Taina Shais, a certain amount of hours for in any of the rabbinical fasts, and that this idea of pushing off their meal to a later time is only regarding the biblical fast of Yom Kippur and not regarding Tisha B'Av. Nevertheless, there are some Peskim that do rule that regarding Tisha B'Av, one should train an older child to fast for several hours to push off the meal. And practically what the widespread custom is that we try to train, educate the child not to eat at night, but during the day he will eat at the normal time. In the event that the child is very thirsty or very hungry, then you can allow him to eat at night. We don't have to force him not to eat. This is all regarding children that have reached the age of chinuch for being pushed off, having their meals pushed off. But children that are under the age of chinuch to be educated to fast even a little bit, it's forbidden to refrain them from their meals, and they are not to fast at all, even for a few hours. What can the children eat? Is there a limitation on their menu? So the Magen Avraham records that in days of a fast, one is to give children only bread and water and not anything else. Very simple staple foods. This is not the minhag, and we do give the children other foods. However, what is recorded in Paiskim Lahalacha is that one shouldn't give sweets and treats towards the children in order so they join everyone else in the mourning that is taking place. Regarding this year, if children must hear Havdalah before they eat. So this matter is debated amongst Peskim. Practically, it's not necessary for children, even older children below Bar Mitzvah and Bas Mitzvah, to say Havdalah. They could if they desire, but they don't have to. And they can eat and wait until Havdalah is recited by the adult fasters after Tisha B'Av concludes.